Cactus.
Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
This cocksucker.
Cactus.
You've got to be crapping my balls.
Cactus.
This is gonna be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
Well, what do you want me to call them? Winners? Because that would make me a liar.
Howdy. I'm using a new mixer, so I'm already messing things up. Yeah, so if things sound weird, let me know, please. I think everything sounds okay. Yep, saving desk space. Now instead of slidey switch things, I have knobs to turn. So I thought I'd just do a quick show today and call the 5 numbers that I have left from Saturday night. I meant to give those to other shows to see if they could get an answer, but I don't know. I haven't been listening to other shows. I'm a big jerk. I don't listen to Laugh Track Matt's Happy Time, Happy Fun, whatever, on Mondays. I didn't listen to Spray's show last night. I'm a big jerk. I've just been busy. And then if these 5 don't answer, then the show's just over. I have an apartment building that Acid Pez sent me, and then I have an apartment building that Liz sent me, like, weeks ago, a month or two ago. Yeah, that's what I'll do. I'm reading stuff. I have show notes. My show notes say that Carlito's in the hospital. But I think I wrote that when he was in the hospital. I think he's probably out of the hospital by now. But he was in the hospital, but he's recovering at home now, from what I hear. I haven't talked to him. Dark Stranger says he's out, and she knows everything because they're intimate. Some guy named Tommy from California wanted to sponsor a show, and I reminded him that no, I'm not doing show sponsor things anymore, and so instead he bought like $20 worth of crap from the PLA store. So I like this arrangement a lot better. So thanks, Tommy, for attempting to sponsor a show. But you're getting crap instead. You're getting a book and stickers. Stickers are arriving tomorrow. Like at my house, I've got a FedEx tracking number. It says it's going to be here by the end of the day tomorrow. So I'm going to get stickers finally. There's like all these people I'm supposed to send stickers out to. And that's going to happen. I guess they'll go out on Monday. Is when I'll probably mail them out to you guys, or Saturday, or whatever. Yay! I used to have an applause sound for things like that. There we go. Alright, let's call these numbers. Because, they're not going to answer. Let's just get it out of the way, and I'll quit the show. Wait, I should do a test call first, because of this whole new mixer thing. Forgot how to dial numbers. Let's see if this works.
The process of normal aging causes changes that could affect your heart health. Be sure to discuss any concerns with your doctor. Call 462-2222.
Let's call
Today's date is Thursday, October 24th. St. Anthony's Physician Group, time, 2:10. The current temperature, 44. Alton area weather, decreasing cloudiness today, high near 50. Fair and colder tonight, low near 29. Thank you for calling.
High near 50 today, everyone. I don't know if you guys remember, like on Saturday, I was complaining at VN for sending me survival catalogs. I was just guessing that it was him. But then the next day, Monday, I actually got one, and it's to R.B. Carter, and I asked Ian about it, and he confirmed that, yes, he sent it to me, but it's Coleman's Military Surplus Catalog. You can buy, German drills and all kinds of weird military-type tools. Just tons of stuff in here that you could never possibly need for anything. And it has a toll-free number, so I may be using that catalog sometime soon to order things. Okay, here goes. This is I'm not going to say who it is. Never mind. Yep, no answers today. You guys are expecting a show full of pranks.
Someone is available to take your call. Please leave a...
But nope. You're not getting that today. All right, show's over. One thing I do still have is the that guy that bought axes and knives and stuff. The guy that was baptized, Charles. I still have his info. It seems like... Okay, the thing about my new mixer is I don't know what all the presets are on the voice effects, so I can't do the God voice without sitting here and figuring it out on the air, and you guys don't want to hear that. Hello, hello. Okay, when I was playing with this the other day, the last thing I did was the Satan voice. So let's try and call Charles. Breaking news, everyone. My virus definitions have been automatically updated by Avast antivirus.
You have reached 304.
Oh yeah, I guess I should turn down my torrents. Someone's downloading stuff from me.
You have reached.
Does Avast suck? Because I just started using it recently. It sure pops up a lot more than AVG used to. I don't know. I kept hearing people say that it was so much better than AVG and everyone should just use Avast. Dialer says it's a bit heavy. I don't know what that means. It's worse than Norton. I don't know. It's not worse than Norton. Come on. Spray wants me to just use the Windows MS Essentials. That seems like a horrible idea. But I don't know. Maybe that's all right to do. I don't know anything. I don't know how these computers work. That's why I use Windows. Like, a month or two ago, I pasted the YouTube URL to a song that I wanted to play on here. And I don't know what the song is. It's something about Mario. Usually I hate Mario songs, parodies, and whatever this... But anyway, I like this enough to put it in the show notes. So let's... I don't remember it, but let's see if it's horrible. While I look for Yelp check-ins...
I think you got a problem.
Mario, get your shit together, bro. You got to know this princess isn't worth these extra lives. Just let her go, go, Mario. You're a next level, bro. And she's a jump too short when the clock is running low. Hey, Mario, get your shit together. Hey, Mario, or you'll chase this bitch forever.
Thank you for calling Starbucks in Kito Village. This is Robert. How may I help you?
Hello. Could I page a customer that's in there right now? His name is Paul.
What was that?
Could I page a customer that's in there right now? His name is Paul.
Paul?
Yep. Paul West.
Yeah.
He just came in.
Let me see if he... do you know what he looks like, or...
Oh, he's... I don't know. I don't know. Just looks like a normal guy, you know?
Okay, I'll just yell at his name.
Short-haired, yeah, Paul West.
Okay. Paul? Paul? Got a phone call for you, bud. Yeah, Paul West, right?
Yeah. All right,
yeah.
Hello?
Hi, Paul, this is Gary from the corporate office here with Starbucks.
I'm sorry, say it again?
This is Gary from the corporate office here at Starbucks.
Okay.
And our security, I'm in the security department here, and we detected that you're bringing counterfeit bills into the store. The sensors at the door picked them up as you came in, and we've been having a real problem with counterfeit bills lately.
Counterfeit bills?
Yeah. What kind of bills do you have on you?
Counterfeit bills.
Counterfeit
on me?
Money, yes.
Oh, money, okay.
Yeah, like, you know, what kind of bills do you have on you?
Sorry, I'm having a hard time hearing you. It's really loud in here.
Oh, okay. What kind of bills do you have? Do you have $1 bills, $10 bills?
I mean, I have $1, $5, and $20, but I didn't even pay with cash here today. I paid with a debit card.
Yeah, it showed up on the sensor as you came in.
It showed up on the sensor that I have counterfeit bills?
Yeah, our sensors at the door are able to detect counterfeit money as it comes through the door.
Interesting. Okay, yeah, I have like... Hold on one sec.
I would think it'd most likely be the 20.
Hold on. I'll tell you what I have. I have, let's see, 5, 10, and 20s.
Multiple 20s?
Hello?
Multiple 20s?
I have 5, 10, and 20s.
Multiple 20s?
Multiple, yeah.
Oh, could you hold them up to the light and see if they have the foil strip in them?
They have, would you say floral?
Foil.
Foil strip.
Foil strip with a floral pattern.
They don't have foil strips on them.
Oh, that could be it then, if it doesn't have the foil strip. Can you take the 20 that doesn't have the foil strip, if you rip it in half, rip the entire bill in half, and you'll be able to see the foil strip. It won't rip as easily.
Well, I'm not going to rip my money in half.
Well, you can tape it back together if it's real, but it sounds like it's not real. The bank will still take it back.
Yeah, again, I'm not ripping my money in half.
Listen, you better rip that money up or we're throwing you out of the store.
I'm sorry?
We're gonna call the authorities because you're trying to pass counterfeit bills at our store.
No, none. I paid with my debit card.
But you can't even be in possession of counterfeit bills. That's illegal for you to be counterfeiting money.
I'm not counterfeiting money, sir.
Then where'd you get counterfeit bills from?
I have no idea.
Do you remember where those 20s came from?
I'm sure if I really thought about where they came from, yeah, I can find out. But I'm not ripping my money in half. If you want to call authorities, that's fine.
Can you hand your money to the cashier and give him the phone, and I'll trick him into ripping it in half?
I'm not, no, I'm not doing that. I mean, do what you need to do. I'm not ripping my money in half.
Okay. Oh, also, incidentally, another thing, you happen to be the 1 millionth customer at that location, and you won a free shopping spree in the store. Congratulations. Wait, what? Yay. You win the shopping spree. So here, on the count of three, you get to run behind the counter and take everything you want, including the register, if you can get the register open. You get to take all the money out of the register.
All right, this is sounding really crazy right now.
I know, it's crazy. It's not every day you're the millionth customer.
I'm totally confused.
It's really lucky that you got to be the millionth customer today. And we're willing to overlook the whole counterfeit money thing, especially since you didn't spend it at our store.
I may just have to hand this back. I don't know what's going on. I may just have to hand this back to the guy who handed me the phone.
Okay. All right, do that, please.
Hold on one sec.
Don't say anything to him, though. Don't say anything to him.
Is he still on the line? I'm really confused as to what's going on.
Hello, this is Robert.
Hi, this is Kevin from the corporate office here with Starbucks.
Okay.
And that guy, he has counterfeit money on him. The sensors picked it up as he came in the door.
Okay.
We need you to leap over the counter right now and tackle him.
Yeah, now I know this is a joke.
No, it's not a joke. I'm calling from the corporate office.
Okay, well, I'm not allowed to do that.
No, I'm giving you permission.
And if he has counterfeit money. How did you know his name?
I sign your paycheck, and I'm giving you permission
I'm
giving you permission to leap over the counter and tackle him. Get him in a headlock.
And for some reason, that call ended. I don't understand.
That was fun. Liz commented that I should have him rip it up and eat it.
I think we got a AM PM employee. Me and Roxy and RTF, RTH got one to rip up a dollar once, or a 20 or whatever it was.
That was hilarious. But
maybe we did. I don't know. We got him to do crazy things to money. I remember that.
Bill Mann says to get him to set the money on fire.
Okay. All right, so I guess I'm going to look for a couple more check-ins before I quit. I've been doing this for 30 whole minutes. It's about time to quit.
I have an idea. It's a long shot, but I have an idea.
You guys need to hold for a song, possibly two songs, because I need to do some quick research. But a Yelp check-in just gave me an idea. So, wish me luck. It'll just be like 5 minutes, maybe.
All right. I don't mean to get people's hopes up, but I think I found something cool here. So this lady, her name is Renee Buckhoff, which is a weird name, which is one of the things that's contributing to this, because I was able to look her up on White Pages. But she just posted a new picture for apparently her own business. It's a real estate person. But I also looked up her home address, and it's different than her business address. I'm hoping she's at her business right now and not at her home. Because if she's at home, this isn't going to work, and I'm just going to hang up. And I'm just not even going to try and prank her. But let's see what happens.
Hello, this is Renee Buckhoff. Thank you for calling. I'm sorry that I can't take your call right now, but if...
This is a failure. Another failure. I'm not even going to post this show today.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
God damn it, Renee. I was going to buy like 12 houses from you today and 5 commercial properties. But no, you're not going to answer your stupid business phone, so I'm just going to use some other realtor to buy 12 houses and 5 businesses from today. Your loss, whatever.
So I have this dream that this prank call I've wanted to do for a really long time now. It's something I actually tried in the 90s, and it sort of worked, but it didn't work as well as it should have. And I think I could make this work if Open Book still worked. Does Open Book work again yet? Let me see. Open Book. Nope, still broken. What I really want to do, though, I want to have somebody's home address, and I want to have their work info. I want to call them at work, and I want to tell them I'm with a roofing company, or, you know, a similar thing, a roofing company, and tell them that I just ripped all their shingles off before realizing it was the wrong address, or I just tore up their driveway, or we just demolished their house. Say we're the wrecking crew. And, you know, just call them at work and tell them all these crazy things we just did to their house. And listen to them freak out. But, you know, I need a lot of things. I need their work info and their home info. In order to do that, I need them to have a day job where they're at work all day. And hopefully nobody else at their house is home.
I got this idea because on theconsumerist.com there was a story about a lady. This actually happened to her. She was gone all day, and while she was gone, a roofing company came over and tore her roof off because they got the address wrong. And there was another story recently about a lady who, or a family or whatever, they actually tore their house down. They knocked their house down. It was a demolition company. They knocked down the wrong house. That's gotta suck. Billman says he has the perfect target. If someone has the perfect target, I guess you could send it to me. I'm really reluctant to take submissions, but, you know, I might call them if you send them to me. If you'd like to send in a submission, a prank call submission, you can send it to P.O. Box 465, Albany, Oregon, 97321. I don't take submissions via email, sorry. So, but yeah, that's a big failure, but at least I was able to put out a call for you guys to submit those types of numbers where we have the work and the home info of people. If OpenBook worked, I don't know, I guess I don't necessarily need OpenBook. I just need to look randomly on Facebook and, you know, just call. Everyone lists their work, their jobs on there and stuff to the public. Yeah, a guy named Ebooks in the chat room says there have been several stories lately about wrongful demolitions because of bank foreclosures. I've also heard about banks sending people in to empty out houses to just, like, steal all of their belongings, all their furniture and everything. And, you know, they take it away. They throw some of it in the dump because it's not worth anything. And then the other stuff they put into storage, and then they won't give the families their stuff back. That sounds hilarious. That's another thing I could say. I'm with the bank. I'm with Chase Manhattan. Oops, guess what we did? Oh, good times. And then in the end, those people would appreciate everything they have much more because they would get home expecting just chaos and everything to be missing and gone and destroyed. But it wouldn't be. And they'd be happy in the end. Everyone wins in this kind of prank call. I've also always wanted to call somebody's, you know, they put their jobs on Facebook. It, like, right around the time I started trying to do this is when OpenBook broke. So it's harder to look up people that have all their stuff public. But I want to call somebody's job when they're not there and do reference checks on them. Or call their previous jobs and do crazy reference checks on them. Like Tristan did to Polkcha's job a while back, earlier this year. I'm about to quit. It's 1 o'clock. I've been doing this an hour. The podcast version of this is going to be exactly 10 minutes long, because that's how many things have actually happened on here.
Fucking haunted, my house is fucking haunted, my ghost fucking soul fucking hoes sucking piranhas. My house is fucking haunted, my house is fucking haunted, my house is fucking haunted, my house is fucking haunted. I wake up, blackout, what just happened? Wait up, fake out, walls are cracking, ghosty seems, hear ghosty screams, blood dripping from roasting beams, freaking beacon draws me in, blinding light, then all ghost in my mind is getting fucked. I am getting stuck like a K-hole, stay home eternity, this will be an insurance scheme, emerging me, imploring me. This house just wants to torture me and scorching me. I perspire, play my game on, I expire. I desire to turn to normal. Fire rises from a portal.
Though I know I should be wary, still I venture someplace scary. Ghostly haunting, I turn loose. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice!
Ghosts come flying out the walls, chomping at the bit, my balls. Swell up, float out, jellyfish, moan and fade out, deadliest. Sonya Blade now deadly kiss. They touch my lips with deadly grips, with breathy chips, you're salivating. Testy dicks cohabitating in my house, yo, please get out. Ectoplasm, fuck your couch. Spraying slime, invade my home. Stay in time like metronome. Set your phone to silent, vibrate all alone with violent primates. Transparent monkeys, apparently junkies. Not very lucky, battleship sunk me. OE victims, grody symptoms, flunkies. From only prisons, rich, spoiled brats. Back from the past, I coil up fast like turtles on crack. A ghostly pimp in coldest winter, ghostly lady out to sweat. Throaty whimpered, ectoplasm hits the floor. Ghost orgasm, tits with sores. No attraction, evermore. Quote the raven, quote the whore. She's in rage, her bang shine out. She wants to bang my brains right out like Gigi Allen. She's a scumfuck, seedy vag, and that's my dumb luck. She's not the cleanest, I want to upchuck. She has a penis and wants to butt fuck.
Get up on it, let's have fun. Taste the dick, my complete jism, tranny phantom. I'ma smash it, use the dick, cause I'ma flash it, fashion it across your face, yo ass. Don't get no butt paste, ectoplasm, sperm slut. Check it, I'm impregnated.
Here's another Starbucks. Oh no, she's in Portland. And she has her own website. Alright, let's give this one a try. Whoa. Starbucks on their crossbar switch. What the heck was that? That was the weirdest connection ever. I'm going to try again. Ooh, I have her full name and her phone number from her...
Fair Hills Drive Through Starbucks, Samantha speaking.
Hi, could I page a customer that's in there right now?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Can I page a customer that's coming through there right now?
Yeah, who are you looking for?
Her name's Michelle McCall.
Oh, Michelle, yeah, I just helped her out. Do you want me to, like, give her a message? I don't know if I'm allowed to give out the phone.
Oh, well, I'm actually calling from the corporate office with Starbucks. It was just, like, a promotional thing. We needed to talk to her on the phone.
Okay, do you mind if I just ask my manager really quick if that's okay?
Okay, sure.
Hey, Heidi... Sorry, just a second. She's VTOing.
So some guy wants to talk to Michelle, who's the customer, and he's like with the corporate office doing some promotional things. Can I give her the phone?
Okay, she said yeah. Sorry, I just had to check.
Oh, no problem at all. Thank you.
Who should I tell her this is?
My name is Darren from the corporate office with Starbucks.
Okay, this is Darren from the corporate office with Starbucks. He wanted to pay you something about some promotional offers. So.
Hello.
Hi, is this Michelle McCall?
Yes.
Hey, Michelle, you happen to be the millionth customer at that location.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm completely serious. You win the free shopping spree.
Wait, it's hard to hear. Can you say that again?
Oh, you win the free shopping spree there at the store.
Like, you're kidding.
Yeah, up to $1,000. Like, you can go behind the counter right now. Can you get behind the counter and just take the register, like pick it up and run out the door with it?
I don't know that they would be okay with me doing that.
Okay, well, do they have like a CD rack? They have CDs like of stupid earthy bands.
Oh, yeah, uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, you can have all those. They're yours. The whipped cream is yours. And you get a gift card for $100 worth of coffees.
No way.
And
anything in the store.
Yeah, are there any employees that you don't like there?
No, actually, I love them all. I come here all the time.
I was
going to
say,
because
for today only, you can punch the employees in the face and they can't say anything.
No, I love them all.
Okay, what else is around there that you could take, that you could just take?
There's, like, the display with, like, the coffee mugs and, like, the Via.
They're all yours. It's all yours.
I can't believe that's nuts.
Yeah, I know.
That
it's crazy.
Totally,
we don't have the millionth customer every day, and you just happen to be it.
I come here every day. Like, I'm the Yelp Duchess of this location.
Oh,
I'm
really?
Here all the time.
Okay, so you deserve this. You worked hard for it.
That's amazing. So do they know about this?
Yeah. They're completely fine with it. If you could go behind the counter right now and just start shoving things in your purse.
Hey, guys. So apparently I'm the millionth customer, and he wants me to take your register and take everything here. Do you know this person? He says that you guys know about it.
I'm going to go talk to Heidi.
Okay. They're like, what's
Michelle,
going on?
Michelle, we're going to let you open a Starbucks location at your house.
Nice. I would like to do that.
Okay. Yeah, you can take, but you're going to need like startup capital. They're going to give you a bunch of money and like everything in the store, like an espresso machine.
Heidi's coming.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, no, me and Heidi, we don't get along. Can you put someone else on?
I love Heidi. She's one of my favorites.
Yeah, but I think she's a goddamn whore and a fucking bitch, and I don't want to talk to Heidi. Is there somebody else I could talk to?
No, I don't think so.
Have you gone behind the counter yet?
Yeah.
Okay, the register? Is it plugged in? Is it just a power cord, or do you need to disconnect some of the network cables to it?
Yeah, hold on.
Like, if you could, is there a separate credit card machine?
Yeah.
Okay, you get that too. Can you
hold
get
on 1 second?
Can you get under the counter and start unplugging things?
Hold on.
All right. I didn't say asshole.
Did you say your name was?
Oh, my name is Darren from the corporate office with Starbucks. What's your partner number?
Hi, yes, actually this is kind of seeming iffy, so I actually have the cops on the line and they're trying to trace your call right now.
Oh, I don't think I believe that.
You're harassing a customer.
You have two
right
separate
now.
Lines there, one for customers and one for cops.
I have two lines and a cell phone, and everybody on the floor has a cell phone, and so they're on their way right now.
How many of them have the cops on their cell phone lines right now?
Who is this, and what's your name?
What's the cop's name?
Who is this, and what's your name?
Can you tell me the cop's name real quick, the one that you have on the line right now? What's his name?
Yeah, his name's Darren, yes.
Oh, the cop's name is Darren, too? What a coincidence. That's my
name. No, I'm actually talking to the police right now, trying to give them your information.
Ask the police their name. I want to see if it's one that's dealt with me before. Okay, now to make things even creepier. I looked on networksolutions.com on the Whois info on Michelle's domain name. Her domain name connects to her Etsy shop, where she sells... Let's see, what does she sell? I'm such a jerk. She thought she was going to win things. Okay, so anyway, here's Michelle's cell phone. Oh, wait. Let me look at her tweets real quick. All right, whatever. Let me just call her. She was a Goodwill yesterday. I could say I'm at the Goodwill corporate office.
Hi, you've reached my voicemail. I'm not able to take your call, but leave me your name and your number, and I will...
Three times.
Hi, you've reached my voicemail. I'm not able to take your call, but leave me your name and your number, and I will get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks.
Hey, Michelle. This is Greg Carson from Goodwill. You were here yesterday, and I guess they forgot to tell you, but you happen to be the millionth customer here at Goodwill. And we were going to let you do a shopping spree around the store and everything, but They forgot to tell you. They weren't looking at their register where it told them. But anyway, if you could come back in here, you win the free shopping spree here at Goodwill. Congratulations! We'll see you soon. Please come in as soon as possible. Thank you, Michelle. Have a nice day. I really wanted to do the thing you said, Gizmo. The craft booking is code for drugs, but I didn't think it'd be a good idea to leave a message. Talking about drugs and stuff. Before I was trying to get her to steal a register. Yeah, bad idea. Probably. Hey, I have like snail mail here. It's been sitting on my desk for months. It's like three letters and another thing. But I'm going to read these real quick just so I can post them on phonelosers.org. There's a postcard from Denver. It says, "Hey, Brad, I think your website's awesome, and your videos on YouTube are awesome, and you are awesome. Colin." Thanks, Colin. Okay, and this is the weird one. This is a postcard from Roy, New Mexico, which is all black and white, and it doesn't look like a real postcard, but I think it is. It's just really old. It's written in robot. It's from the Longhorn Trading Company in Roy, New Mexico. Some kind of a business in Roy, New Mexico. This is Roy's main street in 1916. Roy has a very long history. And I can see Roy's water tower. But there's like all these old-timey like Model Ts or whatever and horses and stuff. Anyway, it says... Oh, I wish I could do robot voice. Hold on. Let me check something here real quick. Robot. That's not robot. 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 Does that sound like a robot? Okay, that's close enough. Okay, the postcard is written in robot. And you'll understand what I mean when you see this on phonelosers.org. Hello, Brad. We do not appreciate your people harassing our village. Before your involvement with us, we had 343 citizens. Since then, you've lost us a third of the population. Please leave us alone at once. If you do not, bad things will happen to the PLA. Disconcertedly, the villagers of Roy, New Mexico. Okay, I hope that sounded all right. Anyway, I'll post that on Phone Losers. And then second to the last thing, is a giant yellow manila envelope from Mr. K in Texas. This was sent back in August. I've been cleaning my desk off, and I'm finding all this weird stuff. But this one is really weird. It was sent in August. The main thing is a big 8.5x11 sheet of paper that says, has printed on it, "Happy Mother's Day, fucker." That's it. And then there's another piece of paper in that has a picture of a dog in the middle of pooping. And there's another piece of paper. I forgot there was a giant letter in here. I don't want to read a whole letter, but I guess now I have to. "Attention Brad Carter, a.k.a. RBCP, a.k.a. Roy Gerbil, a.k.a. Chris Tompkinson, a.k.a. Roy. I'm transcribing this from a handwritten rant to ensure the following. 1. That all spelling and grammar is correct, as I tend to incorrectly spell the written word. And 2. To ensure that you are able to clearly read and understand this. I hate, and I do mean hate, the Phone Losers of America. Your site and all you do is disgusting. It's filthy, vulgar, and childish. Your relentless pursuit of laughs at the expense of others has only served to dumb down this nation and its citizens as a whole. Your book is vile, disgusting drivel. It is poorly written and makes absolutely no sense." I'm sorry I'm reading so fast. I just want to hurry because this is kind of long. But it's only one page. "The fact that you allow people to continually post their opinions and assumptions on your site's fruit wall is disgusting. Your carding calls are disgusting. Vile dribble. I can only imagine the number of hours of sleep lost by your victims, and I stress the word victims, of these carding pranks as they wonder aimlessly if their vehicle was actually damaged. Speaking as someone who has experienced this sort of thing in the past, I can tell you it's not funny, it's vile and disgusting. Your attitude towards women is vile and disgusting. To tell women to go get back in the kitchen is vile and disgusting and immature and childish. How dare you slander our women? I must insist immediately that you cease all future actions of the Phone Losers of America immediately." He used immediately twice in that sentence. "I also must insist that you take out a full-page ad in the news publication of your choice to offer a sincere and public apology. I must insist that you turn yourself and others associated with you over to the proper authorities at once and be publicly and righteously charged and punished for your crimes. Also, the word cactus is disgusting and vile. It is disturbing to me as a man to hear you continually utter the word cactus to people too ignorant to understand it. I find the entire practice to be disgusting and vile. Sincerely a concerned citizen." So yay, I can throw these things away now. But I'm going to post them on the website. Oh, and then lastly, somebody sent me, after I requested this, weeks ago, a month or two ago, Laugh Track Matt really wanted the Jerky Boys VHS, or the Jerky Boys movie called Don't Hang Up Tough Guy. It's like a videotape of pranks. And somebody sent me the VHS, even though I told everyone not to send the VHS and not to send them to me. Send them to Laugh Track Matt. So, damn you, whoever you were. You sent me a VHS of the Jerky Boys Don't Hang Up Tough Guy. It's useless. I don't have a VCR. If Matt had a VCR, I would mail this to him. But he doesn't have a VCR. Who has a VCR? I don't have any way to convert this to digital. But I don't need to, because last week somebody sent Matt a digital version of Don't Hang Up Tough Guy. And hopefully Matt's going to send it to me so I can have it and maybe make a big torrent of prank movies or prank videos or whatever. Or at least put it on YouTube, because it's kind of funny. First says he has a VCR drive in his computer. That must be nice. But yay, I'm happy I was able to read all that and get this crap off my desk. That guy even used a paper clip to hold all those papers together inside that big ranty letter. So I got a free paper clip. I'm gonna put it in my paper clip cubby thing. Overflea says I need to end the show because he has to study for a midterm in 2 hours. Let me try one more. I agree. I'm not ending this I'm ending this because Overflea says this is Overflea's fault that I'm about to end the show. 87 new results on Yelp. Just one more call. This lady checked in at Medlock Medical Imaging. That sounds like a good place to prank. I could trick doctors out of patient info. That's always a good idea. This lady checked in at a park. Here's another Anytime Fitness. Here we go. Here's Dallas, Texas. This guy checked in at a steakhouse.
Thank you for calling the Wire Ranch Steakhouse. This is Wendy. How may I assist you?
Hello. Would it be possible for me to page a customer that just came in there? His name's Ty Parker.
Okay. Would he be seated outside?
I'm not sure. He's a black man. He might be wearing a suit, but I'm not sure if he's wearing a suit today.
Okay. Is he alone?
I believe so.
Okay.
Most likely.
Let me see. What'd you say his name was?
Ty Parker.
Ty Parker?
Yep.
Okay, one moment. Let me get a pen here.
Are you going to draw a picture of him?
No.
I can give you a description.
I'm just going to write down... you want me to give him a message, correct?
Oh, yeah. Well, would it be possible to have him come to the phone?
Oh, yes, of course. Yes, one moment, please.
That'd be so great. It's really important. I'm sorry to do this to you.
No, not a problem. One moment.
Thanks.
Charles speaking.
Hi, is this Ty Parker?
Yes.
Hey, I'm just a friend of yours on Twitter. I'm worried about your health. You shouldn't be eating steak. You're not eating steak today, are you?
Are you really calling me about this?
Yeah. I don't think you should have steak. What did you order today? Don't.
Who is this?
Don't use a lot of salt. You're getting kind of up there in age, and it just seems like don't eat greasy foods. Okay. And don't have steak.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Wait. Don't hang up because I have more information for you. Ty?
Yeah.
Hey, listen. If you're not going to worry about your health, I am. I want you to leave there right now and go to Subway. Get a nice turkey sandwich with no mayonnaise.
Okay. Thank you for the suggestion.
Hey, don't act all pissed off at me. I'm just concerned. I'm just concerned about
it. And
you.
Who is this?
My name's Brad.
Thank you, Brad. I appreciate it.
Okay. Well, don't have an attitude. Quit having such an attitude. I need to call back and make sure. He's a big guy, you know. Like he really shouldn't be having steak. He's at a steakhouse.
Wild Ranch Steakhouse, Diana, may I help you?
Hey, this is Dr. Brad Carter. I'm Ty Parker's doctor, and he's in there right now. I think he's going to order a steak. Can you make sure you don't give him a steak? He just needs to have, like, salads only and maybe a glass of water.
Okay. I just got some Italian people in that just sit down and ordered a buffalo, but I'm not familiar who Ty Carter is.
Oh, Ty Parker.
Ty Parker?
Yeah, a black man. He just came to the phone, like, a minute ago.
Okay, well, black man from New York?
Yes, from New York. And he's kind of big.
And you want him to not order what?
Don't let him order anything, like, greasy, no steak.
He ordered the buffalo.
Oh, no, no.
Which is prepared and about to come out.
No, don't send that to him.
Can you hold on for a moment?
It'll be like you're murdering. It'll be like murder if you send that to him.
Okay,
he's
about... Okay, hold on for 1 minute. Okay. I have a whole wrist. Hold on, just 1 second.
All right. First says to tell her, I have custody. I have custody of him.
Thank you for holding. This is Wendy speaking. How may I assist you?
Oh, hey, I don't know if that lady was going to stop the buffalo order for Ty. I'm his doctor, and he's not allowed to have buffalo.
Oh, okay.
I have custody of Ty, and he's not allowed to have buffalo. He could die.
Did you speak to her?
Well, I talked to someone.
Okay, one moment, please.
This is Steven. How might I help you?
Hey, Steven. This is Dr. Brad Carter. I'm Ty Parker's doctor. He's in there eating right now. And
What does he look like?
Oh, he's from New York. He's kind of big. He's a black man.
Okay.
His name's Ty Parker.
His name is what? Ty?
Ty Parker. I've already talked to him, but he's ordered a buffalo, and he can't have buffalo. Like, he can't handle it. Like, he can't have that. It'll kill him. Can you send him a salad instead? I mean, I know I'm just his doctor, and I shouldn't say this, but I love Ty, and I don't want this. I don't want him to hurt himself.
Well, you put us in a very awkward position because we're not in the business of telling people what they can and cannot eat.
Well, just send him a salad instead, and maybe he just won't notice. Maybe he won't say anything. He'll know because I've helped him out like this before, and he really appreciates it when I do. If you just bring him a salad.
Let me put you on hold for 1 second.
Okay. Ty uses a lot of Instagram and a lot of Yelp, but he doesn't post his own things on Twitter, so I don't think we're going to hear about this.
Hi, my name is Tony. I'm the owner and the chef. How may I help you?
Hi, Ty Parker's doctor.
He told me the basics. You're the doctor of one of our customers?
Yeah, he can't have buffalo. It'll be like killing him.
He cannot eat buffalo?
Yeah.
Why is that?
He just can't. His heart is... Basically, he's not long for this earth. But, I mean, if he starts eating meat and buffalo and everything, then he's just... He could die right there in your restaurant.
Really? Well, is it any kind of red meat or just the buffalo? Because the buffalo is considerably healthier than beef.
Oh, any meat at all. He can't have meat. Can you bring him a salad? Maybe.
Oh my God! Are you kidding me? What is your name?
My name is Brad Carter, Dr. Brad Carter.
And you're a doctor here in Dallas?
Well, no, I'm from New York. I'm his doctor in New York.
And how do you know that he's eating here?
Oh, he tweeted, and I follow his Twitter.
Okay. So he could literally die right now. What would you suggest we tell him?
Well, he gets violent, so use a soft voice and talk slowly. But maybe just bring a salad out to him instead of buffalo.
This is the oddest thing.
Maybe he won't notice. Maybe he won't notice if you just bring him a salad.
How would he not notice?
Maybe he'll forget, you know?
I'm sorry?
Maybe he'll forget.
I'm looking you up. You're in New York, you said?
Yeah, Dr. Brad Carter, MD.
Okay, let's see here.
I'm sorry.
It's just I'm not trying to be difficult. It's just a really strange, hard situation.
Oh, yeah.
Is your middle initial P?
Yeah, that's
me. No, that's Knoxville, Tennessee.
Oh, well, mine's also P.
So you knew that he was here through Twitter?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to... What is your phone number?
My phone number is...
Write this down, guys.
917 is the area code.
917.
Uh-huh, 849.
28.
Uh-huh.
I'll call you back, thank you.
Okay, thanks. Do the right thing. That guy was so worried. Or I think he's just afraid. He doesn't want to deal with this. And that was a completely fake number I gave him. That's a cell phone number in Queens. Or, I mean, you know, around New York. So don't call it. There's nobody there. Or if they are, I don't know them. I think it's time to quit the show. All because of Overflea. Overflea needs to study, so I'm quitting the show so Overflea can do his studying. It's been almost 2 hours. I didn't mean to go on this long today. If you'd like to submit a number for me to prank, if you have someone's work info and their home info and want to help me out with that prank I mentioned earlier, please don't trick me. Don't send me, like, I Google all the numbers, so if you try and send me, like, you know, the number to the NSA and stuff, hopefully it'll come up. See, that's why I don't accept numbers, because I know that's someone's just going to try harder to get something that doesn't show up on Google now. Anyway, if you'd like to submit a number to prank, send it via U.S. mail, P.O. Box 465, Albany, Oregon, 97321. Stickers should be here tomorrow. Let's check the tracking real quick on stickers. Let's see where the stickers are. FedEx. Stickers are currently... Oh, well, the last thing it shows is California. But they'll be here tomorrow. Estimated day of arrival tomorrow. Is that it? Is that all? What is today? Today's Thursday. Carlito's been in the hospital. Keep Carlito in your prayers, although he is back home and doing fine, from what I hear. But I don't know if he's going to do a show tonight. Maybe he will. That'd be nice. I'm sure if he doesn't, someone else will go on. So be listening tonight at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, to see if maybe Carlito's show happens tonight. If there's no show tonight, I'm sure tomorrow night that one guy, G-Ad, will be on with The Art of Phone Larking at the same time, 7 p.m. / 10 p.m. And I don't know what's going on this weekend. I can tell you for sure that I am not doing a show this weekend. But maybe Brent Westwood will be around. I'm sure Sloth and Ice Goose and all them, they'll do something eventually. I'm not supposed to give out details about why Carlito's in the hospital, but Metal just gave it away in the chat room that Carlito sprained his asshole with a donkey. So, Carlito, that wasn't me telling people about that. It's Metal. And that's it. Goodbye.
Mushroom Kingdom, you're a scary place. There's a teacup copter with a scary clown face. Oh, poop, it's King Coop. Mushroom Kingdom, you will probably die unless a hero comes to save your populi of fungi. Princess Peach in reach. Mushroom Kingdom, you are growing wild. Who will battle this red-haired stepchild?